We have apologies from Giovanni and Dejan. And on the call we have Siavaj, Paulos, Bart, Jan, Demi, Hero, and Christina. Did I miss anyone? No. Okay.
Okay, shall I take the first item on the agenda? It's more formal agenda point, and then leave it over to the chair, or the duly appointed chair. So there was a nomination for Hero and Demi to be the chair and alternate chairs. As I understand, they've reached agreement among themselves that Hero will be the chair of the working group and Demi the alternate chair. I assume there are no other candidates, I think if there isn't any objection, I think the working group should appoint Hero as chair and Demi as alternate chair. Are there any objections? No? Great. Hero and Demi, congratulations. Hero, over to you as the chair.
Okay, thanks, Bart. This is Hero. So I'll be trying to act as chair for this call, at least. And maybe I think I should have an agenda bashing for today's call. Is anybody has something about the agenda today? Okay, if not, I'll follow the agenda items that Bart sent us. So the next item is action points from last call. Bart?
Action points were in fact two. One was the two of you sort out who will be the chair, that's done. And the second one, I was to produce a overview of the discussions we had on the, I think, the 23rd of August, and cluster the topics with a reference to the bylaw articles and tentative solutions so far. And I think I've sent it to you on the 3rd of September. So these were the two action points, as far as I recall.
Okay, thank you, Bart. So, anybody has something on this? Okay. If not, I'd like to go to the following item. It's item number 3. It says that there are other topics necessary to discuss in addition to what Bart says in his document sent on September 3rd. So I hope you all read the document Bart sent to us. So any discussion?
Maybe let this be a recurring point for the next calls as well. And if somebody comes up with an idea, just send it to the list so we can capture it.
Yes.
As you noted, say, during the ongoing discussion, some topics might arise from the discussion so we can include it.
Yes. Yeah, I agree to that. So if anybody can raise some additional points here, I want to go on to the next discussion for the substance of our discussion. Is it okay? All right, so I have here two big discussion items. One is for the who can be members, and the second is how to define the unit of rights or the representation. So the first one is who can be members. Are there any discussion on this point? So to solicit your discussion, I think we have some points regarding membership criteria. I think we have issues like each CCTLD member, whether it is ASCII CC or ITEN CC, each CCTLD manager is eligible to be a member of CCNSO. So question one, if one organization manages two or more CCTLDs, is the organization eligible to be members for all the CCTLDs they manage, including the ASCII and IDN? And the question two, if one organization manages two or more synchronized CCTLDs, is the organization eligible to be members for all the CCTLDs they manage? So I have two questions here. So discussion, please, here.
Could I ask a question? Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, now, so if one organization represents more than one stream, so what does that, I mean, if two memberships in CCNSO, what does that entail? They're not discussing the voting rights yet. I guess being twice a member just means it has to pay or twice, you know, whatever contribution it makes, right? What else does that entail?
So you mean that...
Javas, may I answer your question, please?
Okay.
So at least for one point, and that was something I've noted. Say, first of all, just an observation with regard to the fees. Currently, there is no fee at all. But this say, if the CCNSO members agree that there should be a fee in future, this may change. But currently, there is no fee. But assume there would be a fee. My understanding and reading the bylaws is it is, if you look at the current membership definition, it is one fee per CCTLD, and the same, so that means if you look at the membership definition, which is in, let me check, section 4, paragraph 2 of, section 4, paragraph 1 of the bylaws, and it is included in the document I've sent as well. It is an organization or entity responsible for managing one country code top-level domain as a reference to in the IANA database. So, as an example, under the current, not even considering IDN CCTLDs, but under the current bylaws, for instance, Uninet, which runs .no, so Norway, .sv and .bv is only member for .no. So they just have one vote, although they run three CCTLDs. They're member for one CCTLD only. That's at least my read of the article 9, section 4, 1 of the bylaws.
So could we say that if there's going to be a fee, that should be tied to voting rights rather than membership number?
No, fees are tied, and that is in section 4, Two, I believe, that, say there is, if you look at section 4.2, there are a couple of things. First of all, and this is probably one of the more interesting one, it is to abide to the ICANN, to the policies developed by the CCNSO. So if you're a member, you commit to abide to these policies. So that's one. The fee is again tied to just being, say, the assumption is one CC, one TLD per manager. So you just pay once. So in the case of Norway, they just pay once.
Mm-hmm.
Or Uninet, sorry. Let me check which section this is, the fees. It's something... I will send a note to the list which section there is mention of the fees.
Okay, thanks, Bart. So, may I confirm that you're saying even if an organization manages two a member for one of the CCs, right?
Yeah, and that is, again, if have a close look at the, say, the article. It is in the document I've sent you and resent yesterday, that there is a reference in the bylaws, and this is an exact quote of the bylaws, and it is, say, for purposes of this article, a CCTLD manager is the organizational entity responsible for managing an ISO 3166 country code top-level domain and referred to in the IANA database under the current heading of sponsoring organization. So in my read of this, but I can have this checked, if you want to, this means that although you may, as say, the organization like Uninet run two or more CCTLDs, it applies only membership for one, if it applies only for one CCTLD, only that one is member of the CCNSO. So in this case, Uninet runs three CCTLDs, so .bv, .sv, and .no, it has applied only for .no, therefore Uninet is member for one CCTLD only.
Okay.
But I'll have to check.
Okay, thank you. Such a point as... one organization for just one membership be a discussion point on this working group too, or should it be an assumption on this working group too?
I don't know. That's up to you.
Okay.
Hiro.
Yes.
I suppose we have already this case because we have one organization run more than one CCTLD. Then there is no difference in the IDM scenario because we have already this case actually. Then I suppose it's better to leave this to discuss later.
All right.
Yes, and what I'll do is I'll check with ICANN legal staff if my interpretation is right. And I'll ask them to send a note in that respect to the working group.
Okay, thanks. Any other discussion on this? So if we stand on the point, my question two is obsolete, seems to be obsolete. My question two was that if one organization managed two or more synchronized CCTLDs, it should be a one organization. So they are, well, it is eligible to be just one member for one CCTLD, if we stand on this point, right?
Yes, assuming that, say, under the PDP, synchronized TLDs or variants will be considered one IBM CCTLD.
Okay.
All
right.
I think, yeah. But it's a, by the end of the overall policy, it is good to check this assumption. But based,
okay.
I would say, based on the fast track experience, say a variant is considered, if it's delegated to the same entity and
right.
as the same entity, automatically it is one IDN CCTLD for the purposes of the CCNSO.
Okay. Any other discussion on this? So before moving to the unit of rights or representations, any discussion on membership?
Just one. Do you want to include at this stage already because one of the issues that was identified, say, some time ago, is whether the current membership definition is sufficient. Does it need to be changed in order to include IDN CCTLDs? Or do you want to address that at a later point?
Thank you. How others think?
Have a question. What will occur if we have an IDN CCTLD without having the original ISO CCTLD working? For example, maybe we can have a inclusion of a new IDN where there is no CCTLD working.
I can't imagine it looking at the current status of the discussion in the for the selection of IDN CCTLDs, but maybe a better example is in some cases, and there is already a case, the current CCTLD operator is not the same as the IDN CCTLD operator. That's in the case of Egypt.
Okay, but if we state that the CCTLD is an organization of CCs of country codes under ISO table, then we have to consider that any new variation is a kind of variation of the same ISO code. Then, in my opinion, this is just another reincarnation of the same CC in the organization.
Yeah, I agree.
Hmm.
And to the, maybe say what is, say, as I recall from the time when the supporting organization was established, so that was in 2003, say the advisory committee advised the board group who was working on it that, say, the discussion taking place at the time was just to have a descriptive definition. That's why the definition is as it is. and maybe this working group could come up with the same type of solution, because there is a direct reference to the IANA database.
I don't see how you could avoid that, because there may be, now as you said, I'm sure there will be cases where you'd have more than one operator, you know, corresponding to one item on the ISO list.
Yeah. So it is not so much an ISO 3166 country code top level domain as running or for managing a country code top level domain in an ISO 3166 listed territory and referenced in.
Okay.
Shall I try to come up with a draft for a definition?
Yes, please.
It will be excellent.
Okay.
Yes. So may we agree that we defer this issue point to the future point where we may find issues on this point?
Yes, or maybe revisit it at the next call.
Okay. So, Bob, please send us the discussion point statement.
Yep, I will.
Okay, thank you. So, any other discussion on the membership definition? All right, so let's move to a more fun point, how to define the unit of rights or representation. So any discussion, please?
Just a suggestion. I suppose we can begin discussing if there will be one vote per ISO code or not. If we agree that there will be just one vote per each ISO code, then we can discuss how this will be shared between different instances of that ISO code.
Okay.
So you want to start, Demi, you want to start with the voting?
Yes, I suppose the best idea is to begin defining if we have consensus in that will be just one vote per each CC ISO code.
Yes, I agree to that. Any other any disagreement on the how we proceed?
I have a question, not a disagreement. I have a question from Bart. For Bart.
Yeah.
In the case of Norway, which manages three CCTLDs, are these all three of them? Do they have three votes or one vote?
No, they have just one vote, because only Norway is member.
Oh, I see. That's because Norway is a member. But if three of them were members,
they would have three votes.
Yeah, okay.
But they will
have the same situation. And maybe it's a bit of, say, until now we have not run into that situation, because there is an even worse example, so you know, that is AFNIC, who run .fr. I think they run seven or eight other CCTLDs as well. And the worst one is Paul Kane. He runs around 11 or 12 CCTLDs. All very small territories linked to the United Kingdom. So you see that this situation could happen, but it's never foreseen. It never happened in the past. Does this answer your question, Shabazz?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
So this is not, the vote is linked to members. Well, again, it's linked to membership. So we have to have some kind of, well, you have to have, you know, a good definition of member then. you know, you're going to do that.
Yeah, and that's where, say, the members from one, say, the alternatives are, I think, where Demi is heading, is the members from one territory need establish one vote, and the way Sorry?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, does anybody hear me?
Yes, Jan.
Yeah, actually, I was trying to talk a couple times already, but this seems like nobody could hear me.
No.
Anyway, so my understanding is, for current, you know, situation, as you just said, if somebody is a member, then they have a vote. Even, you know, if CCTLD is, you know, CCTLD manager is running, you know, multiple CCTLD. If every CCTLD is a member, then they're going to have multiple votes, right?
Yeah.
So basically, the voting is related to the membership.
Well, to being a member, yes.
So then the question, you know, turns out to be if IDN CCTLD, for example, for the IDN case, if IDN CCTLD should be a separate membership or as a one membership as ASP, right?
Yeah, we are going to that discussion from now.
Okay, yeah. I mean, just, you know, to, you know, to clean up, you know, the so probably I think we'll probably, you know, still should, you know, be on the membership discussion first, right?
And maybe as a suggestion, because I think this is a very fundamental issue. If somebody says, say, the IDN CCTLDs and CCTLDs are similar. Now, if the situation is that, say, one ASCII CCTLDs can run multiple CCTLDs and therefore could have multiple votes, that's something, why should that be different than, say, a entity running a CCTLD and maybe multiple IDN CCTLDs in one country?
I have an observation on this. Maybe we have to decouple the two discussions, because say for hypothesis that a country can have 1,000 of IDN CCTLDs because there is a lot of languages on that country. This has to be decoupled from the voting or from representation of that country inside CCNSO, because in other way the two things will be tied one to another. And we don't want to interfere in the request of a country asking for thousands or hundreds of representation for their own language or scripts or anything. Then I suppose one thing is membership, other thing is voting right. I suppose we have to have one vote per region in the ISO table, because otherwise we will be in some way tying the possibility of that region to ask for many new IDN.
Yeah.
And then note the situation that you have one entity running multiple territories.
Is that another, you know, proposal, you know, to propose, you know, one ASCII for the ASCII CCTLD is for, you know, for one membership, and then all the other IDNs, no matter, you know, how many IDNs you got, you know, consider one, you know, consider as a one membership, another one membership. You know what I mean? Like, for example, even you have, you know, 10 IDN, 20 IDN, this still, you know, probably is considered just one IDN. Is that a proposal we had some time ago, I think?
No, I don't think we have not yet the proposal. So may I go back to Demi's point for discussion? So I think we have to discuss first that whether we have one voting right per ISO 3160C, or one voting right per CCTV manager. So I think Vimy is on this point, right?
Yes, I agree with your first proposition.
Okay. So, any discussion, please?
I think, you know, I don't think there's a right answer, actually, for this question. But, you know, as Bart, you know, said, if we treat, you know, IDM as IDM CCTLD as a TLD, so for just go back, you know, to the case of Norway. You know, if the Norway, the multiple CCTLDs running by Norway, actually, you know, they could be a member, you know, because that's on ISO 3166, right? Then it could be separate members, right? And then, you know, then why not IDM could be a separate member?
Yes. Yeah, but that's Jan. I think what Demi is aiming at is say that's one side of the equation. The next step: assume all our members. Assume all our members. The question is, if you have multiple CCTLDs, whether they're ASCII or IDNs. And IDNs in one country. I think the best example is probably in future India, where you might have, or foreseeable example, where you might end up with a situation of 23 or 24 CCTLDs, so including both ASCII and IDNs. Should each and individual of them have one vote, or should just be one vote for India?
Yeah, I understand. I totally understand your concern, you know.
That is the point. That is what Demi meant. Decoupling, say they all can be members, assume this, and decoupling from the membership, it is the voting question whether there is one vote per territory or one vote per IDN or per CCTLD.
Yeah, I understand, actually. I totally understand Danny's concern. Actually, I do share his concern because, you know, that's going to be kind of mess, what if every single IDN, you know, acquire to be a single membership? My point is there is a third way to show it, not, you know, I know, actually, Danny's proposal probably is a good one. I just, you know, share some thoughts with you all, not aiming something or, you know, because there is another possibility, right? One ASCII as a membership, or as a single membership, and all the other IDNs, let's say, for example, for, you know, India as an example, all the IDNs, in India, to be considered another membership. You know what I mean? I'm not, you know, against, you know, what Danny proposed. I mean, it's just another thought.
Excuse me?
I don't know if you made that clear or not. That in that case, that wouldn't be too bad, right? Just in case you have 20, 30 IDNs, then no matter how many IDNs, you just have one membership.
But then you might end up with two different votes for one territory.
Mm.
One for the IDNs, all IDNs, and one for the ASCII.
I think that if we make this kind of distinction, we will be tying the possibility to have many IDNs or not to have IDNs to the voting rights. It's not a good idea to have the territories to have to think about if they are better to have many IDNs for voting rights or just one or no one. then I suppose the best way to go forward is first to define if we prefer to have one vote per territory or if we prefer to have one vote per member. I suppose all can be members, but we have to have some fair situation for the voting or decision process. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Another opinion?
I think the way Demi phrased the issue is a very good one, and maybe the working group might have a preference.
Okay.
And if that's the case, say we can use that one and put it in the report and say, this is the way to structure the issue, and this is the alternative. This is the reason why the working group thinks this is the better approach.
Yeah, thank you, Bart. Any opinion on Bart's point? So, if I may, as a chair, not as a chair, just a member of the working group too, I'd like to support Demi's point that the one voting right for per ISO 3166CC, it's because that we can sit on a very concrete list which is defined outside our discretion. So ISO 3166 seems to be just one concrete basement for our criterion. So I think we should stick to ISO 3166 at this point for voting right either. So any others?
I will record this this argument, Hiro. Anybody else for another reason why this might be the preference for the working group?
Well, could I just add one more thing? Because I've been in favor of this all this time. Just one more reason is, if you look at, if you want to give one vote for the entire IDN, there are some countries that do not have IDNs. And if you look at Europe, Spain, for example, for two of these reasons, could have an IDN. Most others won't. So this could give Spain, double the vote of, other countries in Europe, and that seems rather irrational.
Yeah. So it is just by having multiple languages. If a territory has one language, it will only have one vote, and countries with multiple languages will have multiple votes.
Then here comes back the question with the fees. So I think we'll talk about the fees before that. But if you are a separate IDN, you're running an IDN, do you pay extra fees?
To what extent? Yeah.
Like if you're a member, you pay membership fee, right?
No, you don't.
You don't?
No, at this stage there is no fee.
Okay.
Membership of the current fee for membership is zero.
Just to add a point here, I suppose this is another point of decoupling the things, because even with the fee, the bigger CCs will pay more than the small ones, even if we have the fee. And this doesn't change the voting right. We have the same voting for the big and the small. Then I suppose the fee is not an argument to go toward the voting rights.
Yes. Yeah, look, I shouldn't have an opinion.
Okay, thank you, Demi.
Thank you, Demi.
So any discussion on one voting right per territory? What reasons to choose this? Okay, it seems that we have a consensus on the point that one voting right per ISO territory. Okay? So I think the further discussion is on maybe on how to devise to have one voting right in a territory. I think Denny said that it's a territory's issue, not the CCNSO's issue. But any other opinions on this? May I understand you right, Demi?
Yeah, let me try to explain a little bit more. I think that it would be nice to have one vote per territory, despite the fact that there will be some split inside that territory, more or less like the U.S. elections. You have a vote for the state, for Texas or for California. It's one vote independently if you have a share inside that state or that territory. Then I suppose the simplest solution for us is to leave the discussion inside the territory and get from one spokesman of the territory, or what will be this definition, what is the conclusion of the discussion, what will be the one vote for that territory in a case of decision-making process.
Yes, just for argument's sake, there are some votings within the CCNSO. For instance, the council elections would go by anonymous ballot. And how should we cope with that situation?
Maybe we can address the idea if we will have a spokesman or not for that territory. If we conclude that it's a good idea to have a spokesman or something like this, we can delegate to that spokesman the vote, and we hope that the territory will decide in the internal discussion what will be the outcome of this. But I'm not sure about that.
Can I
interject a point here? I have some concern about this. Do you hear me?
Yes, we do, yes. Sharon.
Now, I have two concerns, really, about this. One is logistical. If somebody wants to join CCNSO, this would make it a requirement that they should first agree among themselves who the spokesman is before they join the CCNSO. And within the, you know, before they decide who the spokesperson is, they'll be essentially disenfranchised. That's one logistical concern. So I'm suggesting that we should have some kind of a default procedure before the territory announces a certain spokesperson. Another concern is the following. It may well be that the various streams within the same ISO code will not reach an agreement on who the spokesperson is. And this could well happen. You know, I have scenarios, you know, where I can see this could happen. In that case, what I'm afraid of is that we'll have that moving, and they're going to impose their solution on who the spokesman for the territory is. Therefore, I suggest that we come up with some kind of a default scheme. And, you know, if the territory decides they're going to have one spokesperson, that's fine. You know, they'll have that one person, spokesperson. Otherwise, we'll just have this, you know, some kind of a default procedure.
And what do you mean by default procedure, Shavas?
There's something like dividing the vote, the one vote by the number of strings.
Okay.
Or the number of, you know...
members.
Yeah, the number of members. Yeah.
number of members from the territory.
I mean, it would be by the number of states, counting the variants as one, of course. Because, you know, you could have, let's say you have five strings representing one territory, and three of them may be managed by one, two by, and the two others, one by each. I would assume that the, you know, the manager managing three out of five should have a three-fifths vote rather than, you know, all of them having equal votes.
Yeah, and you could, and it is also, say, this default mechanism also ensured, say, what if only the IDN CCTLD manager becomes a member and the ASCII CCTLD manager is not a member?
I would assume that all of them will be treated equally, right?
No, but voting is only for members. So if one of them is not a member...
I'm assuming these are all members, you know. Of course, if they're not members...
They don't count.
No.
Okay.
So if may I recapture what has just been discussed, so I can put it in say the next version of the document. So it is, the main question is one vote per member or one vote per country territory. The working group members excuse me. Present prefer one vote per territory, and to reach that there are two mechanisms, either a spokesman or a default procedure, so multiple votes per one territory, and that's maybe something for further debate, but there is no preference yet for one of the two mechanisms. There are logistical problems with appointing a spokesman. Did I recapture it correctly?
Yes, I think so. How, Savas?
Yes, I think so.
Okay,
then I will put that in, say, the next version, I assume the working group would prefer this, that I'll produce a next version of the document, say version 2 of the 3 September document.
Okay.
To add a clarification on that,
yeah.
I suppose it's clear to everybody that any members has the right of voice and participate in any discussions all the time. We are just discussing how will we proceed to the voting process. The voting is different of having voice open to any discussion.
Yeah, and if that's not clear from the document itself, I'll have a look at it to make very clear. This is about the formal voting procedures according to the to Article 9 and the annexes.
Yes, thank you. So, any other points on voting? I think we have already had one hour discussion, so we have nomination or election candidacy or quorum counting issues on my list, but I think the discussion today will be the basement for such a further discussion, so I think we should have Bart's document first and then proceed to further discussion. How others think? So I propose the nomination or election candidacy issues to be discussed in the next call or in the mailing list.
Yeah. he wrote Mayor, excuse me.
Yes.
I don't know if you want to address any other business today, or
yes.
But because say the next conference call is scheduled around on the 21st of October. May I suggest, as I think, say during these calls we make a lot of progress, that between now and the 21st we have an additional working group call.
In 2 weeks' time?
Yeah.
Do members agree?
Well, it would be impossible for me 2 weeks from today. Weeks from today, I left all day. But other than that,
okay.
If you could have it 2 weeks from today, I don't know. I couldn't even do it on Wednesday. But
Wednesday is fine with me as well. It's either the 6th or 7th of October. What we could do as Secretariat is send out a doodle. The question, I think the first question is, do you want to have a call between now and the 21st?
I think that would be a good idea.
Okay.
So, and the next question would be what day, so that either the 6th or the 7th.
Okay, for me 7 is better, but anyway.
Sorry, Sammy?
For me 7 is a little bit better than 6.
Yeah, we'll just send out a doodle. I think that's the easiest way to do it, and then it's up to the chair to decide which day they want to have the call.
So please do the doodle, please.
Yeah. So, Christina, you know what to do.
Yep.
And I assume this time is a good time for everybody.
Well, it depends. I'm not for me. I think on the 6th. If it's on the 6th. That would be, I guess a little bit later would be better, but, you know, if I have to, that's okay.
Okay. So we'd like to have wider selections. On the doodle.
Yeah. So why the selections for in time? So the 6th to the 7th and in time.
Okay.
Yeah? So we'll send out the doodle either today or tomorrow.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. And I will get back to you with regard to, say, the interpretation of the membership article as well. And with regard to, I've checked, and it's the fee paragraph, and I'll send that to the working group list as well.
Yes, please. Thank you. So, thank you, Bob. Any other business today? Okay, if not, thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.